friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And all God's people said, Amen. That's from Romans chapter 8. Verses 38 and 39. Hey, happy Thursday, this February the 18th, 2016. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Good to fellowship with you. Go ahead, pour yourself maybe another cup of coffee or get another Red Bull or whatever it is to help you get you through your day. And how was your Valentine's Day? Boy, that was, it's not, feels kind of different when it's on a Sunday. For some reason, it just, it was a little different with it being on a Sunday, but I took Aubrey. We went to Chicago and then we drove down to Indianapolis. We actually went to go see a Hawks game at downtown Chicago at the United Center, and they lost horribly. Oh my word, they lost horribly. So in fact, the other team, the Dallas whatever they are, scored 4 goals in the first period. And if you know anything about hockey, that's just not good. So they did not play well at all. And then surprised Aubrey by having she's always wanted to go to one of those theaters and plays. So I took her to a nice play in Indianapolis, went to a couple's paint night. We did that and we drove back home in a snowstorm on Sunday. How about that? So that was a great weekend. Nice to get away, amen, and invest in your marriage. So I hope and encourage you to do the same. Speaking of investing, there is a Dynamic Men's Conference taking place tomorrow and on Saturday in Arthur there at the Penn Station, entitled It's All About the Cross. It gets underway 6:30 tomorrow night. And they're going to have some dynamic workshops and sessions entitled Loose Him and Let Him Go. Also, Like Father, Like Son, Cords of Immorality, and so many other great sessions as well. Again, it's all taking place at the Penn Station in Arthur tomorrow and Saturday. For more details, call 217-454-3036. 217-454-3036. And as a quick reminder, don't forget, we're getting ready and preparing for the 20th birthday extravaganza celebration Thursday night, April 7th, Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana, celebrating 20 years of ministry here at Great News Radio. And of course, we will have Dr. Erwin Lutzer as the keynote speaker. The Singing Men of GNN will be performing. The Great News Radio Theater Troupe will be putting on a skit as well. Cake, ice cream, dessert, fellowship, laughter, worship. Oh, man, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful night. The informal gathering will begin at 6. Formal programming will begin at 7. And there's also a pre-event scheduled at 4:30 with games by Dr. G's Brainworks and music by the Urbana High School Orchestra and lots of other great stuff. All the information listed at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And there's a banner that was added just the other week right there at the top that says 20th birthday. There's a tab right there, pretty much right in the middle of the page that says 20th B-Day, exclamation point. So go ahead and click on that and you'll get all the details and you have an opportunity to pre-register for some great gift boxes as well. Again, greatnewsradio.org. If you don't have access to the website, just call Karen. She'll pre-register you, give you all the details you need. 217-367-7777. Well, coming up here in just a couple of moments, we're going to open God's Word and study John chapter 6. And we're going to talk about how Jesus is the bread of life who gives us true satisfaction. Oh, it's going to be a great study today from John chapter 6 right here on Mark and Friends.
I'll see.
so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. And, you know, people today want more. I mean, the average home has 189 channels on their TV. Wow, that's a lot. We can choose from over 50 different brands of toothpaste. The 7-ounce soft drink from 1955 has been replaced with a 42-ounce cup and larger. I'll tell you what, so many people in our society are just convinced that more is always better. Bigger is always best, and getting our way equals prosperity and happiness. It's easy to believe that if we race to the top, gain all the privileges, or have the most money, we will finally be satisfied. Thankfully, though, Jesus taught a better way. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to John chapter 6. And today we're going to talk about how Jesus is the bread of life who gives us true satisfaction. John chapter 6, we're going to take a look at a couple of different verses here. We're going to look at 26 and 27. And a few other verses here from John chapter 6. Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Let's drop down to verse 35 of John chapter 6. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up on the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day." You know, in 1928... Herbert Hoover ran for president with this campaign promise. I don't know if you remember studying this or reading about this. He used to say, "A chicken in every pot and a car in every garage." That was his campaign promise. He was elected because voters are drawn to the candidate who promised prosperity. Jesus never promised prosperity, but he did something for the people that led him to think prosperity was just around the corner. Earlier in John chapter 6, Jesus multiplied 5 barley loaves and 2 fish into enough food to feed 5,000 people with still enough for leftovers. I think they had like 12 baskets of leftovers. I mean, that's pretty cool. This was an impressive miracle that convinced people Jesus was a prophet from God who should be their king. Isn't that the type of people we want over us who can give us stuff? But there's a problem with the kind of prosperity the people expected from Jesus. It didn't last. It didn't last. Sure, the miracle provided a great meal for one day, but the people were hungry again the next day. And Jesus confronted their misplaced priorities. The miracle of the loaves and fishes was supposed to draw people to God, not motivate them to trail after Jesus in search of a great buffet. The people were pursuing food that spoils, but Jesus had come to offer food that endures, meaning eternal life, as a gift from God through the Son of Man, Jesus himself. You know, friend, people today often struggle with the same misplaced priorities. When we try to satisfy our deepest needs with bigger TVs, sportier cars, fancier clothes, we waste our time. We waste our time and only become more frustrated. You know, we think that material things will give us the security and significance that only comes through a relationship with Jesus. Really? We think such material things will give us the security and significance that only comes through a relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, it's so funny. We had a garage sale last spring. We just wanted to get rid of our junk. We had too much stuff. You know, I remember just looking at our garage sale with all the tables and all the stuff that was on there. were selling them for, I think, a 50 cents for everything. And I just looked at some of these things and just thought, I remember I was so excited about buying this 2 years ago. Now I'm selling it for two quarters in a garage sale. We need to get off the get more treadmill and enjoy the eternal satisfaction that only Jesus provides. You know, the crowd had already seen extraordinary things, but apparently that wasn't enough. They asked Jesus what sign he planned to offer so they might believe in him. They mentioned God's earlier provision of manna for their forefathers, you know, in the Old Testament there, as if to say Jesus' recent culinary miracle wasn't all that special. They wanted Jesus to do a real miracle to establish his credibility. But can I be honest with you today? We sometimes exhibit that same type of self-centeredness. I'm just going to be honest with you. We ask God to prove himself by meeting our needs or by intervening in our own lives, and we ignore all God has already accomplished, both through the work of Jesus and in our own lives over the years, when we require God to act in the moment before we affirm faith in him. You know, Jesus declared that God had given them the true bread from heaven, the bread of God. And he clarified, the bread of God is the bread who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. And in response, the people cried out, "Sir, always give us this bread." They were still thinking about themselves, expressing their desire for meal service, room service, and not recognizing the spiritual significance of Jesus' words. Jesus then made his most direct statement in this passage. He says, "I am the bread of life." He also added thirst to the metaphor by coupling hunger and thirst combined with the previous food miracle that had started the entire sequence. Jesus underscored his ultimate goal even more strongly. Jesus promised, "Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." He promised eternal satisfaction to every person who believes in him. So, friend, my question for you today is, have you been finding your satisfaction in something or someone else other than Jesus? Just like the 5,000 people that Jesus fed with barley loaves and fish, that was temporary. They were hungry again, maybe later on that night for a midnight snack. That's temporary. But what Jesus can offer, he says, "Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Find your fill in Jesus today, friend. Psalm 107 verse 9 says, "For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry." That is a promise from God's word from Psalm 107 verse 9. So, friend, I encourage you on this Thursday to give it up. Give it up. Identify something temporary you have been pursuing as a means of security, a possession, an achievement, an accomplishment, so on and so forth. Stop that pursuit. Give it up. Repent and ask God to grant you the true contentment in Christ. Also, give thanks. Oh, yes. Commit to expressing gratitude today. Thankfulness is a great way to avoid self-centeredness and promote satisfaction. See, friend, as a true follower of Christ, you have access to more than you could ever have hoped for. Everything you need, and so much more, can be found in Jesus.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have
That's right. You can have this whole world. You can have it all. That's fine. Just give me Jesus, because he is more than enough. Amen. That's music from Fernando Ortega right here on today's edition of Mark and Friends here at Great News Radio. Just want to quickly remind you, if you're looking for something to do, maybe with the family this weekend, lots of stuff taking place. We have the Area Men's Conference in Arthur tomorrow and Saturday. On Sunday, His Voice Quintet will be in concert in Monticello there at First Christian Church. Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church has a deal going on. Cowboy Church taking place in Marshall, Indiana. So lots of stuff happening this weekend and next week. So if you want to take a look at the entire list, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on events. Well, Mark and Jason will get you through your Friday tomorrow, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt, that you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.